You know, it's amazing how quickly life changes. As children, we're convinced that being a grown-up can't come too soon. We count every birthday eagerly and wait for that moment of our independence. Then as teenagers, we become convinced that we are invincible. We know the answers and life is ours. But then we become young adults. And at that point, we're certain that the world really is ours. Many times we're armed with a degree and dreams, and we're certain that every one of them will come true. Then we become parents. Suddenly our wisdom is challenged and our hearts are bruised. And just when we think our sanity is gone forever, the last child leaves home. One of them gets married. And suddenly, we are the grandparents. It all happens so quickly. And sometimes we turn around and we're taken back by the whole sequence. We stop and we wonder, where did all the years go? Why did they fly by so quickly? And while those are good questions, there's one that we tend not to ask, regardless of our age. What are we doing with all those years? Are we simply allowing them to occur in whatever random way life happens to fall? Or are we using them as an opportunity to learn, to question, and to grow? Now, oddly enough, today's gospel lesson addresses those very questions in a most interesting way. Scholars and theologians have spent the last few decades trying to demythologize this passage, and so many of us understand that the scripture does not tell us how many magi they were, and we have no idea what their names were. We're also told that the story never tells us exactly how many travelers went across the desert and into a foreign land. And nowhere does it even remotely imply that they arrived on the night that Christ was born. But in our efforts to become informed realists, we have forgotten the life lessons that this passage has for each one of us. We have forgotten that those who made their way across that desert had much to offer, even to us today. Christians, it wasn't by accident the Magi discovered the star. They didn't just happen to stumble onto it and decide that maybe it was time for an adventure. In all reality, they had spent years in disciplined study. They had searched through the books. They had observed the heavens. So when the star finally appeared, out of all the stars they had seen, they understood that this was the sign they had been looking for. This was the star they were to follow. Now, friends, When was the last time discerning God's will for our lives was so important to us that we were willing to make it the most important priority in our lives? Or maybe it's never really been that important. Have we ever been like the Magi? Have we ever wanted to know God's will for our lives so badly that we were willing to meditate on the scriptures daily and to pray without ceasing? Has it ever become so important to us that we are willing to put aside all of our own dreams just for the opportunity to focus on God's dream? The Magi did. Well, they may not have known God by name, but they knew that there was something out there that demanded their attention and was worthy of their time. And so they searched and they studied and they listened. They spent a great deal of time listening. And it wasn't just to people like themselves. They listened to people who had different ideas and different beliefs. They allowed themselves to be challenged and stretched because they understood that the wisdom that they needed would never come to a closed mind. That they did not have the entire truth. And so they continued to look and to glean what they could from the learnings of others. That's not to say that they allowed themselves to be blown about by the whims of time or the fads of the day. They had done their homework. And so they were aware when they heard bits of the truth, and they were aware when to walk away. Too bad we can't say the same things for the scribes and the chief priests in King Herod's court. They had the scriptures. They knew the prophecy. But they had not committed themselves to following God's lead. So they not only missed the signs, they also ruined lives and caused devastation to rain down upon their very own people. Why? Because they lacked the faith to follow the truth. Faith. It's not simply a matter of knowing the way. It is instead a willingness to follow God's way. To follow, regardless of where the path leads. In a sermon entitled Go Another Way, the Reverend Dr. Wiley Stevens said, "When the wise men arrived in Jerusalem, they were only about 6 miles from their goal, but they had a long way to go. They needed to stay focused, not fall for the flattery of the king's court or to confuse power with right. Just as they had keenly understood the star that others only wondered about, now they had to listen for the still small voice to find the right way to go on. They had to see the greatness in the small. They had to know the need to move on. They had to know the importance of following through. So where is God leading us? I have no idea. But I do know that the journey is not over. There is instead a long and winding road before us, and it's going to lead us to heaven knows where. But heaven does know. So all we have to do is commit ourselves to believing, to listening, to following, and discovering. To God be the glory.